Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we have what might be the start of one of the most significant periods in the history of Ye. And I'm just kind of blown away. So, okay, a couple weeks ago, Ye is pissed at Gap and Adidas, right? He spends a whole weekend going after Adidas, trying to get them to respond to him, to either allow him to walk or to renegotiate his contract. And then 10 days later, after he says he's going to wait 10 days, he goes after Gap and terminates his deal with Gap, citing breach of contract for Gap. And it seemed like he and Adidas had reached a place with maybe they could figure things out. And today, after things seemed all right for a few days, Ye posted this right here. And it's a summary of restrictions. This is a draft sent on 9/13. Summary of restrictions on Yeezy standalone activities under licensing and endorsement agreement with Adidas and strategic agreement with Gap. And Ye commented, well, I guess the war is not over. And it says, restriction, neither Yeezy nor Ye may use, so his company, like Yeezy the company or Ye as the individual, may use, wear, sponsor, promote, market, advertise, endorse, design, manufacture, license, sell, or provide consulting services with respect to any of the following products under the Yeezy trademarks or Ye's likeness or any other identifiable attribute, feature, or indica of Ye. Example, Donda, Pablo, or Jesus Walks. So they're saying that his company, Yeezy, nor himself can do any of these things, right? You can't promote, you can't wear, you can't use any of the stuff that would fall under the Yeezy trademark or Ye's likeness, right? Or like even the name Donda or Pablo. So if Ye put out like a shirt that just said Pablo on it, that would be in violation of this legal agreement or the restrictions imposed by Adidas and Gap. If he uses the name Donda, like Donda Doves or Donda Academy, that seems, well, I guess Donda Academy is not in issues because it's not falling under footwear, apparel, or accessories, but the basketball teams, the Donda Doves. So can he not put Donda in that way on any merchandise? Can he not use the phrase Jesus Walks on any merchandise or his likeness? They're saying he can't use his likeness on anything. So he can't put out a t-shirt with his likeness, a polo with his likeness. He can't make earmuffs that have his face on it. The man is restricted from using his own face. Or his name. Like, it's such a crazy turn of events. And there's going to be some people, of course there's going to be some people, okay? There's going to be some people that just say, that's how contracts work. It's in the contracts. And these people have a place in the world, right? There are engineers, there are cops, there are government officials, they are the people that like to follow, they're the lawyers, the rule of law and rules that are put in place. But here's the thing about a lot of that, the rules are arbitrary, like they don't exist. It's not like gravity, right? Where gravity is a thing, whether you accept it or not. Like the legal system that we have is just completely arbitrary and is like modified all the time, ignored all the time, whether it's from people abusing power, right? Like some people get the book thrown at them for doing something wrong. Other people, they're just let go because they have connections or power. You know, it's an unfair justice system. So if you're just like, it's in the contract, know that the contract is excessively meaningless in the grand scheme of things and could be modified at any point in time. It doesn't have to exist. Just because there were rules in place doesn't mean they're right or fair or should be followed. And this is a case to me where it just seems like incredibly excessive. Plus, we don't know what the initial contract was. Like, did Ye in the initial contract agree to not use his likeness for anything? That seems strange. And to be fair, there's also draft up here. But the poetic irony of this, if this comes to pass, if this is a thing that exists and Ye is banned, I think the agreement with Adidas was supposed to expire in 2026, and the one with gap was supposed to expire in 2030. So if part of this doesn't expire for another 4 years and some of it doesn't expire for another 6 years, 8 years, geez, 8 years, you have Ye, who has talked about dropping the name Kanye West because it's a slave name. You've had Ye talk about the fact that we are mentally enslaved at this point from consumerism and corporations. He was talking about it on All Falls Down back on the College Dropouts, right? He talked about it on St. Pablo, on The Life of Pablo, and then Yeezus, I mean, New Slaves, where he's talking about these companies that recruit you, they throw you some Maybach keys, and you sell yourself out, and they exploit you and take advantage of you in ways that you don't expect. And here we are, this man who has fought so hard for his name and for this creative freedom, and was just like, a couple years ago, battling to own his masters and saying how the contract that he had signed for his records, for the record label, was like this slave contract. And now here we have these companies essentially telling him, we own you, which is just a wild, wild, wild thing. And maybe this is something that the lawyers are going to be going back and forth on. Maybe the optics on this are going to be so incredibly bad for Adidas and Gap that they just like wipe their hands of it. But I'm blown away that they would try to go this far with it. And if this actually comes to pass, if they enforce this, if they go down this path, it just feels like the ultimate handcuffs for Ye. And against everything that he's been fighting for the last decade, for them to do this to him just feels outrageous. It's the stuff of narrative. It's the stuff that if you were writing the book of Ye, right, this would be a spot that you took the story for dramatic effect, because somebody that wanted so much to be free, especially in the business world, especially in the fashion world, to then be completely restricted by these agreements that were supposed to empower him. So you can see here, it says restricted footwear. It's athletic, athleisure, casual, streetwear, sportswear, and lifestyle. Footwear, including football cleats, which Ye was just making new football cleats, which the stupid thing here, they never even released. I guess they did the turtle dove cleats all those years ago, but it's not like Adidas has been putting out football cleats or even said, we're going to do football cleats. Running shoes, basketball shoes, tennis shoes, skateboard shoes, sandals, and slides. Wow. Boots and sneakers. So everything. It's just all footwear. I guess high heels aren't in there. Footwear which uses designs that copy or resemble any design used for Yeezy by Adidas products. Yeah, right? But I guess he can make high heels and pumps and clogs. Do clogs fall under this category? Or are those sandals? Are clogs sandals? I don't know this. If somebody, where's Bliss Foster? Are clogs sandals? restricted apparel, athletic, athleisure, streetwear, and sportswear apparel, including t-shirts, polo shirts, shorts, pants, hoodies, fleeces, jackets, sweaters, vests, socks, undergarments, and headwear, including hats, beanies, caps, and visors. So does that leave anything? I guess he can make gloves. Yeah. So he can make gloves. Maybe we'll see a line of, he can't use his name. Okay. So maybe we'll see a line of Dropout Bear gloves, since that's not on the list. They put Jesus Walks instead of Dropout. Okay. Apparel with unique attributes. Example, compression, tight or padded apparel. What? Okay. And or fabrications, moisture wicking, that are designed to assist the wear and or use. On field, on court, sideline, courtside. Competition or practice apparel and replicas, such as uniforms, outside jackets and sweaters, game day warm-ups, basketball shooting shirts, and football player capes. These are also things that Adidas was just never making. It's weird that they're going to restrict him. I could almost understand in the most basic form saying, hey, we've already made these products, so you can't compete with the products that we've already made. The logic of that is something I could maybe be like, okay, that seems at least a little bit fair. But this saying, hey, not only can you not make the things that we've already made, but you can't make anything else. You know, maybe we're going to make football player capes at some point, but we haven't. We may want to and use your name and your brand. Stupid. Apparel, which uses designs that copy or resemble any designs used for Yeezy by Adidas or Yeezy Gap products. Did Adidas and Yeezy team up, or is this something that Ye's legal team put together as like under the current guidelines of your contracts? These are the things that you wouldn't be able to make. But I could see Adidas and Gap after Ye's weekend attacking them on Instagram, just being like, how do you guys feel about this? Like, why don't we just team up and shackle him? Like, absolutely take away everything that he can do and handcuff all of his creative fashion, like, ambitions. That's what it seems like, if that's what happened here. Restricted accessories, athletic, athleisure, casual, streetwear, sportswear, and lifestyle accessories, including inflatables, balls, headbands, wristband. Wait, he can't make inflatables. What? One, who wants to make inflatables? Two, why? Why? It's just petty. Headbands, wristbands, bags, including sack packs, gym bags, music bags, and toiletry bags, belts, scarves. So could he make like a, what kind of bag could he make then? Seems like he could make a phone bag. Or would they say a foam bag is a music bag since your phone plays music? I don't know. Belts, scarves, earmuffs, eyewear, including sunglasses. And eyewear with performance attributes. Are we talking like night vision? Like heat sensors? And watches. Sports electronics, i.e. heart rate, speed, distance monitoring devices, and consumer-facing personal coaching training tools. Same or substantially similar to Adidas MI Coach concept. Me coach, my coach, my coach, my coach? Okay. It's just insane. So here, Ye posted the board of directors, and these are the board of directors for Gap, right? You can see right here, Bob Martin, interim chief executive officer, Mayo Shattuck III, Lisa Donahue, like these are all names that you see right here. So magically, no production companies have been willing to produce my Yeezy Season 9 fashion show in Paris on October 3rd, which seems to be implying that Gap is creating like a blackball situation, which the only like skepticism I have about this is Gap is fast fashion. They're not putting on fashion shows in places. The connections that they actually have to the fashion industry seem like very different. It would be like the connections McDonald's has to the James Beard Award or some like Michelin star. Like, I don't think McDonald's is able to block a chef from getting a Michelin star. So Gap finding a way to cause production companies to not produce Yeezy Season 9, I guess the correlation, like Gap's power is confusing me there, because I just wouldn't assume that a production company would be like, oh, I'm afraid of the Gap. But maybe there's like a larger thing going on. Maybe it's not just Gap, but these people have connections with other companies, other places, and they're using their influence to ask others that are at the top of the food chain to tell others below, like, hey, you're not going to work with Ye. Which just brings us back to Yeezus in 2013, where he was feeling blackballed from the fashion industry, but on a more like personal level, where you had other designers that didn't want to let Ye in. Now he's at the level where these other companies aren't wanting to let him in. And we have this post, the same board of directors, and says, funny that Bob Martin called me and said we are amicably ending our deal, but I can't do a fashion show, but they can keep selling my product. So maybe that's one of the things too. Like maybe he wants to do a fashion show. He said Yeezy Season 9, but I don't know if Yeezy Season 9 is involving things that he worked on with Gap or would involve like Yeezy Gap product and Gap's not wanting that. Also, like maybe they're going to end amicably, amicably, but if they're coming back and teaming up with Adidas to really restrict Ye, then maybe there's a fresh like courage that they have, where it's now suddenly two huge companies teaming up against Ye. I guess we'll find out more details here in the coming days, but this is definitely the punchback, right? We saw Ye really going at these companies and not really anything coming back from the companies. And it seemed like he just kind of won. He used his power and his influence to kind of get what he wanted by turning public attention onto these companies in a negative way, but they are still fighting. So I guess one of the key things to at least look out for is October 3rd, if there's a Yeezy Fashion Season 9 in Paris. Of course, people start to wonder if there's going to be new music with that as well, since we've had fashion shows and music in the past, notably Yeezy Season 3. So maybe we'd hear new music at that time, but at this point, I'm so skeptical of new music dropping, even if it's announced, that I'm just going to say fashion, like we'll see fashion and probably nothing else. But it seems like we might not even see fashion, but I can imagine some company is going to reach out to Ye after this and be like, we will produce your show. Don't worry. We got you. We don't care about what Gap and Adidas are doing or what Bob Martin is telling places. But definitely a fascinating development, a tragic development in a lot of ways. If like this ends up sticking, that is going to be one of the most significant things that we've seen happen to Ye, especially in the business world, and definitely hampers a lot of what he could do moving forward. Though maybe this would finally turn his attention to cities. Maybe it would be the end of fashion, the fashion world for a while. And he would turn to, you know, building out the schools, building out a city, a town, doing something like beyond fashion, which he's already talked about doing. And if he can't open stores with his own products, maybe he's making, what's the place in Off the Grid that Playboi Carti talks about? Dover Street Market. Maybe he makes his own like Yeezy stores that are kind of Dover Street Market, where he's like taste making and bringing in different designers and fashion until he's able to really do something again, but use that blend of the store with his fashion connections and fashion world connections, as a mosquito just flies in front of my face. While also doing the community-driven, social-driven things that he wants to do, like turn the stores into homeless shelters as well, and gardens and parks, and create spaces for people that go beyond just retail, but merge retail with peace of mind and social service. There's always a silver lining, but it is frustrating and ironic and scary that somebody with the power that Ye has at this point could have these companies really like come in and try to take away so much agency. So we'll see what happens, and of course continue to update you as more information comes out. But that's it for now. In the meantime, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.